20 cases, and now the default moved to 50, and magical number all cases appeared. Also, there is a sorting working for the by time of creation, reason, etc., etc. You just push. You have working filter, which allows you to filter by the contents of cases, by the subject of cases, which is useful because I use it in daily job, and it's more interesting. There are more things ongoing, and since the meeting, during the ICANN meeting of GDD Portal user group, unfortunately it's closed, is going to be in 1 or 2 days. I expect more things to come. Also, during the last meeting, one of the things which interests all of registries is to have API to the ICANN's system, so we don't just see emails from ICANN saying that something wrong with your system. Please check it. There is going to be something where your system could check, like, new cases, what ICANN thinks about health of your services, etc., etc., because it's extremely useful for your internal trouble ticket systems. So what I can say, the progress so far was great, because all things which were not known for the GDD scorecard work group. Sometimes we have new information through the new GDD, through the GDD portal user group. Yeah, we exchange information, and I think it's going to the situation where we will have the better interface, which will save a lot of time, and yeah, it will make our life at least easier. Thanks. Do you have any questions?
No questions for Maxim. Any input from GDD on the portal? Any updates? Doesn't have to be.
Yeah, no. I know that we did deploy those. It's an enhancements package that was, a lot of little things that add up to, I think, better functionality. And, curious to hear from you guys, not necessarily right now, but just, how that's working. And if I think that this group's doing a great job. I know that Leanne Champagne, who's our technical product manager at ICANN that's leading this effort, has just found the input from the users of the GDD portal to be extremely valuable. And it seems like that group is really working well together. So thank you for that.
One small thing. If anyone from registries is interested in becoming part of this group, just drop a Leanne email, or maybe to me, and I will ask Leanne to add you to the group, because it's the place where you can influence how this interface works, basically to cut your time expense on the process.
Thanks, Maxim.
Krista again. I just wanted to add one more thing. So as we're working on the roadmap for the tools that support the technology and tools that support our customers, contracted parties, applicants, et cetera, the next wave, which will, I think, affect some of the people in this room because of vertical integration, but will be rolling out shortly, and this is being, it'll be facilitated by my counterpart on the registrar side, and Leanne Champagne as well. But a similar group for registrars to come together and start talking about what they would like to see. And once we, bring them from the legacy system that they're on into the GDD portal, how all of that looks. And so I think that there'll need to be some cross collaboration with the registry users group as well.
One last thing. Currently in the interface, there is no things about RCEP, and it's planned to have, you have cases, B2B cases, and you will have the special tab for RCEP cases where you can exchange information. It's in the system and not numerous emails as you do now. So that's it.
Thanks, Maxim. the next item is the RA renegotiation topic, and sadly John had to leave us, so I don't believe we're going to get an update on that. We're going to do an update at the end?
Oh, I could do it. Yeah.
If there's a brief update, that would be good. Thanks.
Okay, so this is Susan Payne here speaking. This is a process that people will recall we kicked off under Clause 7.7 of the Registry Agreement, which is the opportunity to have a negotiation with ICANN about provisions in the Registry Agreement. There's a sort of joint working group working on this from the Registry Stakeholder Group, the NTAG, and there are also people inputting from the Brand Registry Group as well, to the extent that they're not sort of Registry Stakeholder Group members, to make sure that we're as inclusive as possible, because it's a process that will affect anyone who is a signatory to the agreement in due course, assuming any amendments are made. And we put together a sort of list of suggested amendments that we wanted on our side and submitted them through to ICANN, and then a week or two ago got back their responses to those requests and also a number of suggestions from ICANN as well about changes that they feel would be sensible to make to the agreement too. A lot of these are relatively sort of minor corrections of errors and things that people have noticed that sort of don't work in practice. There are inevitably as well some sort of more substantive points that people are that are being discussed, and we had our first sort of kickoff meeting yesterday to discuss and try and understand each other's position on various points. I mean, and some, you know, it's very clear on both sides what's being asked and why, and on both sides, I think we all felt we needed a bit of discussion to understand. So that's where we got to yesterday. And I think we've sort of on both sides gone away with a few things where we're going to do a bit more work. But so it's an ongoing process, which I think we probably all feel will take a little bit of time. It's not something that's going to be immediate. And we'll obviously be doing a more full report back to the mailing list so that everyone's aware of what's being proposed and discussed. And in due course, assuming that we reach agreement on some suggested amendments, it does go out for public comment. So it's we're not sort of unilaterally amending everyone's contract. Oh, and just if anyone else wants to ask any questions or if anyone else who is also in the meeting wants to make any comments, please chime in.
Any comments or questions regarding the renegotiation track? Nope. Okay, moving on to an update. Is Brett in the room? On the new GTLD subsequent rounds discussion group? Don't believe so. There is a session devoted to this later on in the week. I believe it's Wednesday.
Yes,
from recollection, it's Wednesday morning, and I would recommend anybody who's interested in paying attention to that topic that they attend that session. It is an open discussion group. Anybody can join either as a participant or an observer, but definitely go to that session for an update on the process. I don't think that they're currently discussing content of subsequent rounds. It's more a process discussion. Go ahead, Donna.
So the group itself is like an issue identification, and I think they've come up with 40-odd or something. At the moment, it could be a lot more than that. And the idea is just to identify issues and then decide to what extent these need to be dealt with. I think Brett has identified it as policy or implementation issues, but I think that's a little bit too sensitive to put them into those buckets. So this is more of issue identification and then try to work out the process that will be required to feed this into a next round.
Thanks, Donna. Go ahead, Krista.
I was not listening for 1 second because we were just double-checking. The update on next round of new GTLDs is today.
So this is today.
You're talking about the other session. Okay, just wanted to make sure there, because I was even confused. Thanks.
Yeah, so this this discussion group is within the GNSO, and there's a separate staff session on next round. Yeah.
Any comments or questions regarding that item? So the last item on the agenda before we give some time over to Krista is another update from Maxim regarding the cross-community working group.
Maxim Ozoba. It's a short update on the cross-community working group on country and territory names as TLDs. Basically, there were a few meetings after the London meeting. Mostly, there were discussions about the that the old document produced by CCNSO on country and territory name use in TLD is still good, that the landscape hasn't changed a lot in terms of what we think is a territory name and country name, that methodology is still okay, that the classes of the items are still relevant, and basically we expect, yeah, I think it's tomorrow or in 2 days, there will be a meeting that might lead to the idea that everything is still okay and we need another meeting in Marrakesh to make a final deliverable saying that you can use the old document. Basically, that's it.
Great. Thanks, Maxim. Go ahead, Donna.
So, Maxim, can I just ask a question? So this is about the use of country and territory names at the top level?
Yes, only top level. There was a short discussion, a few minutes, if it's applicable to the second or third level or whatever, and it was decided that it's not in the scope of the group to talk about lower levels.
And the outcome of the group feeds into what?
The idea was to make something which will be used in the next round in situations when you need to understand what to do with the territory name or country name in applications, for example. And I personally think that the old document of 2013 of CNSO group will be used again, because ISO standard hasn't changed since then, and new countries appear each year now, but still the methodology is still the same and basically nothing changed, but it's the process to ensure that it's still a valid document.
Hi, Susan Payne. I've got a question as well, Maxim, if that's okay. Could you just confirm, this is just about country and territory names, it's not about other geographical terms which might be at a more sort of, you know, cities and the like, so anything sort of a smaller area than a country. And secondly, do you know whether the GAC representative who's been looking at geographical names generally is still planning to present at your meeting on Thursday?
Maxim, first about the GAC member, there is going to be face-to-face meeting with the subgroup of GAC, which is interested in the same things. And one of GAC members is in this cross-working group. And I think we need to wait till the final document, because until then we won't be able to predict if something changes the last minute, because GAC usually wants some interesting and invigorating things, so we might expect something. But I think we should wait till the final document published. Basically, my prediction that nothing will change, but it's my personal opinion.
Okay. Thanks, Maxim. So that concludes the formal agenda points. We'll now pass the floor to Krista, who's requested 5 minutes.
Thanks, everybody. Krista Papik with ICANN staff. Sorry for the last-minute request, but I appreciate you accommodating me. I just wanted to quickly touch on something that many of you will hopefully be familiar with. We just rolled out basically an account management, or what we're calling an engagement management model, late last week. And what that means is my department's the Registry Services Department, and we're, you know, responsible. Many of you have heard us talk about this over the coming months. Responsible for the services that registries use, as well as the relationships with registries and with applicants. And so we rolled out the initial phase of this account management or engagement management plan. So the members of the registry services team, all of the active applicants and registry operators, but for the purpose of this discussion, active applicants, all received emails late last week from their engagement manager, sort of introducing themselves and encouraging those of you whose engagement managers are at this meeting to try and find some time to chat with them. I want to, make sure everybody's aware of that. If you haven't seen the email, please, you know, go find it. And if you still can't find it, find one of us, and we'll help you figure out who your engagement manager is. I also wanted to just make sure everybody understands. So we have a lot of systems and processes in place for the different activities applicants go through, and you should continue to follow, you know, to use those things and to use the normal channels that you would use, like the applicant portal and the various processes for submitting things you need to submit, and the established paths for moving through different phases of the program. Our focus is really on relationship, and we're also here to be an escalation point for you guys. If there are times that you might find yourself stuck or not sure how to figure something out, or how to figure ICANN out, I've gotten lots of questions on, well, when do I escalate and when don't I? And that's the piece we're still working through, and the work that we are doing in conjunction with your group, the registry and tag group, on the scorecard. One of the things that we're all actively engaged in right now is working on the service level targets. And so that will help put some more clarity and structure around when you may or may not want to escalate things. I wanted to just, there's a number of, we don't have the whole registry team here, but we have quite a few of them here. I was just going to maybe ask some of them to stand up. They were in the back of the room. Maybe they left. They were here. Oh, there's Anne. And I see, where's Isaac? Here's Isaac right here. And Valerie was in here, but she may have had to leave. But I would encourage you to reach out to your engagement manager, especially if they're here this week, and just, you know, have a quick 5-minute hello with them. The other thing I just wanted to mention is we do have a session on Wednesday. It's called it's a Registry Services Update. It's at 11:30 in the Beverly Hills room, which is on the bottom level, the California level. We'll be talking about engagement management in there, and also how we support applicants and registries. And then finally, just a reminder that we have been doing a roadshow over the past. We did it. Two locations in September. The final location, the third one, will be held in Istanbul in November. For those of you that haven't been and that can get to Istanbul in November, would love to have you come join us. And they've been really well received. They're quite interactive. It's a workshop format, so not a presentation format. And people have found them to be quite useful. So we'd love to have you come join us in Istanbul. And with that, that's all I had. Thank you for the opportunity.
Great. Thanks, Krista. Go ahead, Jeff.
Thanks, Krista. This is a good development. I actually, a lot of us asked for this years back, and I think this is a great development. Can you just go into a little bit about, the number of accounts each, or I don't want to call them accounts, but the number of TLDs each one manages, how many engagement managers there are, and kind of a little bit about the rationale of how you assign. So in other words, is every one of, I'll use Donuts around here, every one of Donuts TLDs with one, did you use that kind of methodology?
Thanks for the question, Jeff. You're stealing my thunder from Wednesday, but no, it's fine. I'll give you guys the preview now, but still come to the session. So there, we applied no rationale whatsoever. there's definitely a rationale behind it. I'm glad you brought this up, because I've been saying this at anywhere I can. I did the account assignments myself. I'm sure I screwed some things up. So, you know, if some of your accounts are with one person and some are with another person, reach out to me and we'll get it fixed. The goal is, they're assigned by True Geography, so not ICANN region, but True Geography. The registry services team members are in the three hubs, so Singapore, Istanbul, and Los Angeles. Istanbul covers Europe, Middle East, and Africa. Singapore covers Asia and Australia, New Zealand, and then Los Angeles covers the Americas and the Caribbean. We did it by primary contact, so figuring that's the person who you mostly be speaking with. So, for instance, the entity might be located in Europe, but the primary contact is in, you know, China. That would have ended up with people in the Singapore office. If that doesn't work for you guys, we can fix it. Like, you know, this doesn't have to, this is not, you know, set in stone. So we look at them, there's TLDs, and then there's accounts, for lack of a better word. I'll use donuts as an example since you started there. Donuts is one account, but 150 TLDs. The engagement managers have anywhere from about 50 to 100 accounts each. That seems like a lot, but we'll see how that goes. It also will dwindle down because there's currently, I think there is about approximately 1,150 active applications. But as we, you know, get to contracting, a lot of those will drop off, so the account numbers will come back down. I think. And again, I would just encourage you, if you have multiple accounts and the or applications or TLDs and they didn't end up with one manager, please let me know and we can fix it very easily. And then the last bit is, and it doesn't apply, it applies to Jeff and maybe one or two others in this room, this is all GTLDs. So it's also GTLDs from previous rounds also have account management.
Thanks for that detailed update, Krista. Appreciate that. Any other questions on that topic before I open the mic to any other business? Anybody have any other questions for this NTAG session? Tim.
Tim Switzer. Just one additional comment to Krista's point about the Registry Roadshow. I'm just going to put in my own personal plug. I mean, for those of you that have not had a chance, and I know that, you know, if you're in the U.S. traveling to Istanbul, may not be that easy to do, but the roadshow I thought was very good. I mean, it was very engaging. It was the chance to drill down on issues. I think everybody there walked away with a very positive view of how it went. So for those of you that may have missed it, and maybe you can't get to the one in Istanbul, but when the next round of these comes around, it was very beneficial. So just wanted to provide that feedback. Thank you.
Thanks, Tim. Any other, anybody else have anything for this meeting before we wrap it up? Okay. That formally closes the NTAG meeting at ICANN 51. Thanks to everyone on the recording end. Thanks to the people that run the internet for really providing us with great connectivity. thanks to ICANN staff. Appreciate your input. Thank you very much for that. And thanks, everybody, for attending.